Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 68th Berlinale. Today I'm with David and Nathan Zellner, directors of Damsel Screening Hearing Competition. So you sort of deconstructed a genre with this film. Is that what we were trying to do with this film?
Yeah. I don't know if a lot of it is... or our process was kind of organic. It wasn't so much where we had a mandate for what we wanted to do. It was just that we love the Western genre. It rarely works when people just try to do a really faithful like mimicry of the Westerns from the classic from their heyday, because they'll never be as good it'll just feel like a facsimile of those if you're just trying to do it the exact same way. And also it's such a different world from the 1950s and 40s when some of the more classic Westerns were made. And just in the process of writing this and looking at the things that we starting with using the genre as kind of a foundation to work with, and then deviating from it in ways that just were appealed to kind of our sensibility and what our interests were, and then using instead of being bound by cliches of the Western genre, kind of using it to our strength in terms of something like as a shorthand people already have with the language of the genre, and then so that we can then subvert it and take it in unexpected directions.
In the press conference, you said that it took you a long time to make this film. Was it difficult to convince people to produce a Western film?
Yeah. It was like the equivalent of like the superhero movie. There were so many that were made and they were so successful. Now they're still made, but they're not at the forefront like they were. Because it takes a while. Or we've never had the luxury of writing something and making it right away. After it always takes us forever to raise the money, and then structurally this was unconventional as well, and
independent film is hard to raise money to. I mean, this was it was a very ambitious project. We wanted to film outdoors and all over. These different varied landscapes with a very, very modest budget, and make put most of the money on the screen, and it takes some time to get people to realize the same vision and the tone that we were going for, and that's just kind of part of the process. I mean, we hope the next movie will be quicker, but it's just part of the landscape of independent film. I think nowadays it takes some time.
It's always been that way.
The usual characters or the classical Western movies are not present. I mean, you think you're going to see them, but then they're totally the opposite of the So is that why you chose, for example, Mia Wasikowska, Robert Pattinson, because you're sort of expecting Robert Pattinson to tell the truth, to be the knight,
exactly.
The princess. I mean,
exactly. I like the idea of coming into it where, with just based on the casting and based on the tropes of the genre, you're coming into it with certain expectations and using that baggage in a good way that we're. Hopefully, if you're doing it right, you're like one step ahead of the audience and can take them in different directions than what they're expecting based on what we've kind of laid out leading up to those moments.
This film has a female lead, a strong female protagonist, and all the men are fantastically terrible. How did you decide for that?
I think the Western genre is it's such an American genre, and then at least at its roots, and then it's also so masculine, hyper masculine, and so we like the idea. It was just so fun to take something that's such a masculine or hyper masculine genre and then emasculate it, and just kind of turn it on its head with this, and thereby making the characters more complex instead of this like one dimensional heroic archetype or the damsel in distress, you know, which is where that dynamic with the hero and the damsel in distress is much older than the Western genre. It's like all of storytelling, but you know, like Greek mythology, everything, there's like the hero and then the woman that is basically just an object of desire to be, you know, to be won. And it's just so wired into like, I don't know, like storytelling for all of human history. Kind of, you know? So it's just fun to like, you know, take those things as a foundation, but then try to make them they're relatable as human beings as opposed to like archetypes or objects.
Are you okay with defining this film as a feminist Western?
Oh, sure. I mean, yeah. Because I feel like there's some great exceptions and there are films that were huge inspirations to us, but traditionally, especially with the classic Westerns, like the female roles were so boring. I mean, they're there to serve the male hero, and they weren't really given much to do but just to be supportive and react to the men. So it was appealing to us to subvert that and play with. I mean, the title for the film came it wasn't something we added on later. From the start, we knew we wanted that. That encompasses everything about it in terms of who's the damsel and what that means, and in terms of the way that people the whole thing like of objectification and also the way which feels contemporary in terms of relatability to it, but in just terms of like, I don't know, real toxic relationships where people kind of idealize someone else, and also can be very selfish in that dynamic, where in a really toxic environment where they project project their desires or their expectations on the other person rather than what the other person might actually want in terms of the relationship.
Why did you choose to act in the film, and why did you choose those roles, very funny role or the damsel role? Because I feel you.
Yeah, David kind of turns into a damsel. I mean, we've been, you know, working as brothers since we were little, making VHS home movies and such. And when you start off like that, all you kind of know is what's in front of the camera until you start educating yourself in the process and watching behind the scenes videos and stuff. So it was always like the two of us in front of the camera or trading positions, who gets to hold the camera while the other one's acting, and you know, we have just kind of continued that, and we always kind of act here or there, and it's always when appropriate. We're not trying to shoehorn ourselves into something that doesn't work, but in this case, it just, especially with the main characters and the expectations being, you know, Samuel and Penelope and Robin and Mia, it just made sense to kind of like fill in the background with David's, you know, and David's great in the movie, and then my character is just kind of this oafish fun character to play.
We love every aspect of filmmaking, so when appropriate we love acting, you know, and it's a testament, Rob and Mia, to, you know, we had so much respect for them, there's so many kind of crazy challenges with doing a film like this in terms of it was structurally unconventional, the shift in the characters where you think they're one way and then that evolves, and some actors would shy away from that, and they really, really embraced it, and that goes all the way through when the filmmakers were then, oh yeah, we're also acting in it with you, you know, they were like so supportive and excited about every step of that. So
was it so hard to sell the project to them?
No. It's kind of a thing where you're either into it or you're not. You know, there's not like a middle ground with it. They responded to the script. They really loved that. they like I said, some people would shy away from these unconventional or structural things and character shifts. That's what made them excited about it. And then they'd seen our previous film, Kimiko the Treasure Hunter, and liked that. And then that gave them that helped give them idea for what we were going for with this. And so from the outset, we're all on the same page tonally with what we were going for. And then that's like a lot of filmmakers say, like casting is like the scariest part. And if you get that right, then it makes your job so much easier when you're making the movie. And that was certainly the case with this. It's finding the right cast and then having the cast schedules line up and everything. It's also terrifying. There's so many moving parts that one little element could derail the whole thing, both in terms of making it happen at all, but then also if they could be amazing actors but might not be the right combination together. And so I'm so glad that it worked out with them in that way.
Yeah, and when we were talking about casting initially, we were wanting to find people who don't normally do comedy and had in mind from the script stage what these characters are supposed to look like, and finding people that had not done that, we weren't doing stereotype casting, and both of them were looking for challenges and to do things that they hadn't done before as well. And I think that was like a really it's part of the puzzle coming together, is we were all like looking for the same thing in each other.
But then once everyone is on the same page tonally, and not just with the cast, with the stars, but all the way, all the other departments, with production, design, and costume, it's everyone is once we're all dialed in on tonally on what we're going for, then it's pretty liberating, because you can kind of turn people loose and you're not like having to micromanage them, and we're all working towards the same goal, and it's not, as opposed to something where people don't know what it is they're trying to make, basically.
How did you work on finding the right balance in the film and all those scenes where, for example, I was like, I didn't know what to expect. At a certain point, I enjoyed the process because I knew that when I was about to feel comfortable and something was something like, oh, come on, really? I don't want to spoil anything. Oh, yeah. There's a scene in which it's not. So I wanted to go, but I guess that it's difficult to still find not to end up doing too much. And
yeah, it's a tricky balance. When we're writing it until when we're making it to when we're editing it, it's just like the movies that we respond that we like the most, like growing up and then the stuff that we like to make, is where it's not so easily defined as a comedy or drama, where they kind of ride the blurred line between comedy and pathos, and some of our favorite things, like dramas that have like moments of comedy in them, can be so refreshing, and then that's like it's all heightened and extreme, but just it's more reflective of life to us, and that the comedy and tragedy are all blended in one, and it's all also a matter of perspective if it's happening to you or happening to someone else, or that sort of thing. And so it's just kind of a gut instinct, and you just when you're making it, which direction it veers, and then you just hope that people connect with it.
Thank you, David and Nathan Zellner, directors of Damsel, screening at the 68th Berlinale in competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.